News in brief at Press TV. A senior UN official has urged Israel to exercise restraint in its search for three missing teens. He said the rising death toll as a result of Israeli operations in the West Bank is alarming. He also stated that given the current situation, a third intifada is inevitable. Brazilians have taken to the streets of Brasilia, Rio de Janeiro, and Sao Paulo to express their outrage over the government's spending on the World Cup preparations. They say the money should have been spent on improving the country's healthcare and education systems and are calling for more investment in these areas. Nearly a dozen people have been injured in a car bombing in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. An explosive-laden vehicle was detonated near a military checkpoint and a cafe at one of the main entrances into the capital's southern suburbs. No group or individual has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. Russia and the U.S. have hailed the successful completion of the shipping of chemical weapons out of Syria. Moscow praised Damascus for exhibiting political will and cooperating with the global community. Some 1,200 tons of chemicals have been taken out of Syria. Gunmen have killed all the members of a Sunni family of six north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. Two women and three children were among the victims of the incident, which occurred in the town of Tarmia. Who carried out the attack has not yet been determined. The U.S. Secretary of State says ISIL poses a grave danger to Iraq's future and to regional stability. John Kerry also stated that the United States would provide intense and sustained support to Iraq, and he urged Iraq's leaders to take steps necessary to bring the country together. And in Yemen, Takfiri militants have fired Katyusha rockets in the towns of Beit Badi and Bir Ayaz, north of the capital Sana'a. The attacks killed a bus driver and injured several people. The insurgents' rockets also hit the town of Beit Amar, causing serious damage. South Sudanese rebels have boycotted a new round of peace talks with the government to end the country's crisis. Now, the rebels claim the process of selecting participants in the talks in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa has not been transparent nor inclusive.